Today's daf is Vachim Daf Tzadik Gimel, and we will begin at the top line of Daf Tzadik Gimel Amud Aleph. So, the topic is the 11th parak in Masechet Zvachim, which is Dam Chatos, which really begins with a pasuk in Parshas Tzav. So in Parshas Tzav, the Torah mentions several halachas regarding the Karban Chatos. Vayidaber Hashem el Moshe lemer, daber el Aharim velbonov lemer, zois Torah sachatos. And the Torah goes through pasuk after pasuk, discussing important halachas as it relates to the Karban Chatos. One of the pasukim, one of the halachas mentioned, is Va'ashe yizem midoma ala beged, if dam of the korban chatos will land on a beged, ashe yize oleho techabes b'makom kadosh. The halacha is there's a mitzvah you have to go and wash the beged. So if dam of a korban chatos would land on a beged, there's a mitzvah techabes b'makom kadosh. Stating that, the Mishnah said the only time this halacha is true is if the dam was kosher dam. But let's say the chatos itself was pasul. So dam chatos that's pasul, the halacha is there would be no halacha of kibbutz. Says the Gemara, "By my name, Rabbi Barchama, Rav Chizda." So Rabbi Barchama asked Rav Chizda, "Nitez al beged, tell me what happens if dam chatos, dam that's kosher, was nitez on a beged, but the beged itself was tame? Mau, what's the halacha? Is there a din kibbutz or is there not a din kibbutz? Meaning, on the one hand, the dam itself was kosher, so that there should be a din kibbutz. But then again, the moment the dam touches the beged, the dam is going to be tameh. So it's bon ka'achas, as the dam touches the beged, it's now going to be dam tameh. In other words, dam pasul, there's no halacha of kibbutz. Amar Rav Huna Brei Rav Yeshua, Rav Huna Brei Rav Yeshua heard Rami Bar Chama Shaila, and he made the following comment. He said, "Midikami bo'i lehachi," from the fact that Rami Bar Chama is asking this question, Shmami, you know, it's clear, hoysala shas ha'koshe, v'nifsala ain't Dama Ta'an Kibbutz. We're going to see later in the Gemara that although the Mishnah said Dam Chatos, that's possible, ain't Ta'an Kibbutz, but there's a Machlokes Tanan, if that's only true in the event that this Dam was possible Mitchilas Priyasa, meaning it was never kosher, never had a Shasa kosher. For example, the Shechita of the Chatos happened with a Machshava Shalom Lishma, or a Machshava Chutzla Zmani Chutzim Kaimai. It's only then that it's viewed as Dam possible that there's no Din Kibbutz. Or if it's true, even if it was Hoysel a Shasa kosher, even if the Dam was okay, and then only later something happened. Now this Shaila clearly presupposes that the halacha, that Dam Chatos that's possible is Ain Ton Kibbutz, is true even if the Dam had a Shasa kosher, because this Dam had a Shasa kosher. The dam was good dam. How did it become possible? It's landing on a beged, which is tame. And the shaila is, do you say that we look at it as non-possible, so there should be no halacha of kibbutz? If you're going to tell me the only time you don't have a din kibbutz is where it was lehoysa l'shasa kosher, then this conversation is a moot point. So Rav Huna Brei Rav Yeshua said, that's clear from Rami Bar Chama Zibaya, that he was of the opinion that the halacha, that dam chatos, that's possible, ein dam matan kibbutz, is true even if it was lehoysa l'shasa kosher. What's the shaila? The shaila is, hani milu b'zeh chazeh. Do you say that the only time dam chatos possible, ein dam matan kibbutz, is if first it became possible and afterwards it landed on the beggar? But if it happens at the same time, being that it was kosher before it landed on the beged, maybe there is a din kibbutz, or there's no difference, it doesn't matter if it's b'zeh chazeh or if it's b'vas achas. L'maisa, the moment the dam lands on the beged, the dam becomes tummy because the beged is tummy. So that's enough to say that there won't be a halacha of kibbutz. Amalei, so Rav Chizda told Rami Bar Chama the following answer. He said, the answer to your shayla is plukta de rabbalaz of rabbanon. It's telling the machlek is rabbalaz of rabbanon. Aliba de rabba, ukidikamatar et sabay. And based on the way Rabba explained it, and then Abaya further embellished. In other words, Rav Chizda answered Rami Bar Chama with a little bit of a riddle. Meaning, Rami Bar Chama came with a shayla, an innocent question, told him, great shayla, it's telling machlekes Rav Elazar Rabbanon, aliba de Rabba, ukidika mataritz Abaya. So, the Gemara. Tanya, we learned it a braisa. In other words, the Gemara is going to explain. Rabbi Elazar says, mechata shenitmu mataritz. So, we had a lot of paraduma intertwined in Masechta Zvachim. The context over there is the Mechatas, that's the Mayim Chaim that was used to mix together with the Efer of the Paraduma to sprinkle on somebody that was Tomei Meis so that now he could be Tahar. The question in hand was, what happens if the Mechatas becomes Tomei? Can you use it or can you not use it? And at first glance, you would think a shaila like this is dead on arrival. Mechatas tomei. You can use for the para aduma. Abbas Agarnish says, I posh. It's a machlik. Remember, Loza says, Mechatas shenitmu metar. Mechatas, that's tomei. You can use, you can mix it with the efer now, and you can sprinkle it. And what was his raya? Sharei nida mazin aleo. Because the halach is that if a woman's a nida, and she's also tomei tomas meis, she can get the efer of the paraduma with the mechata sprinkled on her, and it'll be metai her al kaponim from tumas meis. Now, time is Rabbi Lazar lechura. The moment that the mechata touches this nida, the mechata becomes tamei, and still you see it's metai her the nida. So you clearly see that you don't need the mechata to be tahar in order for it to be able to be metai. So says Rabbi Lazar, mechata shenitmu metai. The Chachamim argue, but al kaponim that's shitas Rabbi Lazar. Says the Gemara, Rama Rabbi, Rabbi said Rabbi Lazar shitas Rabbi Kiva Rabbi. Rabbi Lazar that said that you can bring a raya from a nida to all mechatas tmeim that they could be metar must be going b'shitas Rabbi Akiva his Rebbe. Amar havaras kli agabi makom tamei kemunach tamei. Who's of the opinion that if somebody would take a keli that has in it something tahar and he would carry it on top of a makom tamei, we would look at that thing that he's carrying as if it's kemunach, as if it's on the ground, and being that it's on top of a davar tamei, we would look at it as if it's tamei. Incidentally, this is Rabbi Akiva Shita holds in Shas that kluta kemisha unchadam. It's Rabbi Akiva Shita mesach the Shabbos, but that's Rabbi Akiva Shita, and it applies not only to Hilchas Shabbos, but it applies to Hilchas Tomei. How do I know that? The Tanan, it's a mishnah mesach des paro hayoyim chutz latanur v'sheretz betanur. So there was a person standing on one side of a tanur. The tanner itself had a sheretz inside. In other words, the tanner was tamei. And he stuck his hand into a window, which was on the other side of the tanner. So basically, there's a tanner separating this person and the chaloyim. And the person went and he took a bottle, a keli that had mechatas in it from the chaloyim, and he carried it from the chaloyim to him, which means he's going over the ear space of this tanner, which is tamei. The halach is Rabbi Kiva metam, Chachamim metar. Rabbi Kiva says it's tamei, and the Chachamim say it's uba hopli. What's the beer in the machloike? Said Rabbi, Rabbi Kiva saw Rabbi Kiva holds kemunach tamei. This is Rabbi Kiva shita in Shas that klutas kemishal hunchadam, and it's not only true in Hilchas Shabbos; it's true with regards to Hilchas Tum as well, specifically with regards to the laws of paraduma. So if you now took this login shalmayim that had in it the mayim chaim, you carried it on top of the tanur, it's kemunach tami, it becomes tami. If Rabbanan savi lav kemunach tami, Rabbanan hold it's not going to be kemunach tami. But what's the bottom line? It says Rabbi, so you see there's a shitas Rabbi Akiva that holds kulta kemishal hunchadami. And it's true not only in Hilchas Shabbos, it's true with regards to Tum as well, specifically with regards to Allah is a paradum. So time is, Rabbi, you want to know how Rabbi Elazar was able to prove from the fact that you could sprinkle the mechatas of the paru adum on a nida, that the halacha is that if the mayim was tame, meikara, it could be metar, because Rabbi Elazar is going to shita's Rabbi Akiva that holds kluta, which means that every time you sprinkle the water on the nida, before the water touches the nida, it already became tame. As soon as it's hovering in the ear space, we gave you a lamed shagamara tonight. As long as it's hovering in the ear space on top of the nida, it automatically becomes tame even before it touched the nida, which means that it was technically tame even before the hazah. So you see that mayim, that's tame, you're able to use. If that's the case, tain is the gemara. Let's bring it back to Rami Bracham and Shaila. Rami Bracham wanted to know dam chatos, that's possible. What happens if the dam was tahar, but it landed on a beged tamei? So the moment it touched the beged, that's when it became pasul. Do you say that it's like it was pasul meikara and ein damatan kibos, or do you say maybe ban ka'echad is going to be different? Amali Rav Chisda. So what did Rav Chisda say? Pluk to the Rav Elazar Rabbanon, I'll leave it to Rabbos. We're not up to Abaye yet, but pluk to the Rav Elazar Rabbanon, I'll leave it to Rabbos. Which at this point is very gishmak. He said, "Luchur, it's telling this machleik is Rav Elazar and the Chacham of the way Rabbi explained, because according to Rav Elazar, that who's going b'shitnas Rabbi Akiva, that there's a concept of kemunach dami, kluta kemisha huncha dami. So just like we said that the mechatas, when it's on top of the nida, even before it lands the nida, it's already tame, because it's on top of the nida, so that the mayim is tame before it touches the nida, so too the damchatas, not the mechatas, the damchatas will be tame before it lands on the baguette. So if that's the case, that it's like regular dam pasul that landed on the bag. Regular dam pasul lands on the bag. It is ain't dama tam kibbutz. But according to the Chachamim that argue with Rabbi Lazar, that hold that mechatos that's tame cannot be metayer. Either nida, that's different because there it's becoming tame when it touches the nida. It wasn't tame before it touched the nida because the Chachamim don't go b'shitas Rabbi Akiva. They don't hold of klutas. Same thing is going to be true over here that the dam chatos that was pasul meikara there won't tam kibbutz. But if it became pasul the moment it landed on the Baghdad over there, it would be Ta'an Kivos. So at first glance, Rav Chizda is telling Rami Bar Chama that the answer to your Shaila is, it's telling the Machloik is Rabbi Lazar and the Chachamim, Balib the Rab. But Rav Chizda added one piece. He said, what's that piece? The Gemara continues. Abaya asked the Kasha to Rabbo. So we know Rabbo was Abaya's Rebbe. Abaya always refers to Rabbi as Mar. So Abaya asked the Kasha to his Rebbe. He says, Rebbe, I don't understand. And he asked him a really good question. Moid Rabbi Akiva to Teisefta with the Tesefta says that even Rabbi Akiva that said that if somebody was standing on one side of a Tana and there was a Chaloin on the other side of the Tana and there was Login Shalmayim in the Chaloin, he stuck his hand into the Chaloin, takes the Login Shalmayim over the Tana. That loch is it's going to be Tameh. But Rabbi Akiva himself was Moide Bahazah that if you would sprinkle, you would spritz the Mechatos over the Dover Tameh, that there the halacha would be that it doesn't become Tameh. The only time you say kluta, the only time you say kemunach tami, is if you're holding the thing. It's a little counterintuitive. But if you're not holding it, but rather it's traveling in the ear on top of it, there the halach is different. It's a mefurish tosefta. Moide Rabbi Akiva bahaza shehavira al kli cheres tami or al gabi mishkuv u'moishav tami. Point is, you amaze the mechatas on top of a davar tami shehi tahira. The halach is it's going to be tahira. She'in l'cha davar shem etam l'mayla kilamata. Because the only time we say that if something is mahil, something travels on top of a davar tami, that the halach is it too becomes tami is kizayis ben ames. Mase is metam aboil v'shar kol amahilim and other things. La suye even amenugas by mitzayra. You also find the concept by an even that's a mitzayra, right? Mitzayra is chashiv kemes. There's a concept of tumas mase maybe, but a whole different shmuz. But the point is that that's the only time you find such a concept of oil. Elam Rabaya. So Abaya said, if that's the case, we have to go back and we have to revisit Rabbi Akiva. The Gemara explains. Amar Abaya, the kuli amar lav kumunach dami. Really, as it relates to the machloikis, Rabbi Loz and the Chachamim, everybody holds that it's lav kumunach dami. Meaning, if somebody is going to spritz mechatos on top of a nida, it's not going to be kumunach dami. Because even Rabbi Akiva that holds kumunach dami, he only holds it kumunach dami if you're holding it in your hand. But once you, but what, right, but if it's suspended in there, if you amaz it, it's not going to be kumunach dami. Because what's the machloikis, Rabbi Akiva, the Chachamim? Rabbi Akiva, some Rabbi Akiva holds gazrinon shem yonuach. Rabbanon sabri loy gazrinon. The whole machloik is the whole yisoid of Rabbi Akiva Shita. Why, if somebody stuck his hand over the tanner to take the log in Shomayim, why would be Tameh? Is Rabbi Akiva holds that being that you're holding it, there's a gzera, we're afraid that maybe you're going to put it down. There's a chash, you might put it down. So he holds kumunach dami. But the Chachamim are not worried Shema Yonuach. Rabban and Sabri Loigas Rinan, Umayde Rabbi Akiva Bahazah, Kivin the Nafek Nafek. And Rabbi Akiva's Maida by the Hazah, being that there's no Svara of Shema Yonuach, because it's already out of your hand, so Maida over there, you have nothing to worry about. So Rabbi Lazar Rabbanah, but Maikom Mifligi, what then is the Machalikas Rabbi Lazar Rabbanah? Let's just stop it for one second, it's not such an easy Gemara. Basically, what Abaye just proved is, Abaye said there's no such cheat as Rabbi Akiva, who holds that if you're Maza, a Dover Tar on top of a Dover Tame, as soon as it's in the ear space on top of the davar tami, even before it lands, we could look at it as if it's kemunach dami, based on klutik mishon chadami. It's true, Rabbi Kiva holds klutik mishon chadami, and it's true he said it even regarding tumah. That's the case of the tanner where you stuck your hand, but it's only true if you're holding it. It's only based on a lumdis, on a gzera, really, not on a lumdis, on a gzera, shema yanuach. But if you amaze it, where there's no gzera, shema yanuach, because kimin the nafik nafak, there's no such halacha of klutik mishon chadami. If that's the case, that Rabbi Kiva has no shaykhis to Rabbi Loza's case. What did Rabbi Loza want to prove? Rabbi Loza held halacha that you could take mechatas that's tome, and you could be mazed on a person that's tome, and there's going to be tahira. What was his raya? For every need, there's a raya. Because every need of that halacha is you could be mazed from the paraduma. Why don't you say that?
the way we understood it, the way Rabbi explained it, that it's kluta, which means it became tummy before it landed on the nida, right? It's elamai, it's a raya, that even though you say kluta, it's okay. In other words, even though it's tummy, it could still be matar. That's all true if there's such a shita in the world that holds kluta by hazah. But there's no such shita, because the only shita would have been Rabbi Akiva, like Rabbi said, Rabbi Lazar, shita is Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Yomro, but there is no such Rabbi Akiva, because Rabbi Akiva only said it where you're holding it, where there's gzeir shami yanuach. But given the nafak, there's no gzeir shami yanuach, there's does that shita is Rabbi Akiva. So what is Pshana Rabbi Lazar? So Pshana Rabbi Lazar is Elam Rabbi. Abaya said, the kuli alma lav kumunach tummy. Everybody holds it's not kumunach tummy. Why? Again, because you were mazid. So what then is the machloik is Rabbi Lazar Rabbanu b'may komifligi am Rabbaya b'donin tuma keduma mituma shabayis ezok komifligi marsav adonin umasav in enam. It's very simple. Rabbi Lazar didn't hear a chiluk between bon ke'echad and not bon ke'echad. Right? You find this throughout Shas. Whenever something's bon ke'echad, how do you look at a bon ke'echad? Gita v'yadim bon ke'achas. You have it over and over and over again. It's always tricky. In Rabbi Lazar's world, I don't hear a chiluk. The bottom line is that if you're going to tell me that the moment the mechatas touches the tummy, it becomes tummy, that's not a problem. That if it was tummy 5 seconds earlier, it shouldn't be a problem either. Not that in the case of nida, it was tummy 5 seconds earlier. It wasn't. Because there's no kluta. Because keeping the nafik nafik. But he has an irachim, the chamol that there is a chalik. That's the machlokes. Has nothing to do with kluta. Okay, what does that have to do with the original Shaila? The original Shaila was, Dam Chatas, Shenites Abegetame, Dam Chatas, that's Pasol, in Tome Toin Kibos. Dam Chatas, that's not Pasol, Dome Toin Kibos. What if it became Pasol at the moment it landed on the Beget? What's the case? It landed on a Begetame, Zokt Rav Chizda, it's again, Plukta, the Rabbi Laza, the Rabbanon, Aliba, the Rabba, who Kidemetaritz Abai. What's Kidemetaritz Abai? The way Abai explained Machlik, Rabbi Laza, and Rabbanon, which is simply a Machlik, is there a chilik between Bavas Achas and Bazaz? Or is there no chiluk between Bevas Achaz and Bezeh Achazeh? According to Rabbi Lazar, there's no chiluk between Bevas Achaz and Bezeh Achazeh. He's bringing a raya to Bezeh Achazeh from a case of Bevas Achaz. He's bringing a raya that the mechatas could be posel meikara, it could be tummy meikara, from a case where it's becoming tummy. That means there's no chiluk between Bevas Achaz and Bezeh Achazeh. If that's the case, then just like Bezeh Achazeh, dam chatas, that's posel, ein damaton kibus, Bevas Achaz taloch is also going to be ein damaton kibus. But according to the Chachamim, that there's a distinction between Bevas Achaz and Bezeh Achazeh, there'll be a distinction between Bevasach and Bezeachazeh when it comes to Dam Chatas as well. If you held Cheshbon, there's one very obvious problem with this. And Rashi asks the Kasha. So if Rashi asks the Kasha, you know it's a very important Kasha. You can't go Vaita without it. And that is that what did Rav Chizda tell Rami Bar Chama? Rami Bar Chama asked the Shaila, and Rav Chizda answered him with a riddle. He told him, it's Plukta the Rabba Laza Rabbanon, Aliba de Rabba, Ukita Metaritz Abaya. The emes is, Rabba and Abaya were two completely different biurim in the Machloikis, Rabba Laza and Chachamim. Rabba said the biurim in the Machloikis, Rabba Laza and the Chachamim is whether you say Kemunach Dami, you don't say Kemunach Dami. Abaya said the Machloikis, Rabba Laza and the Chachamim is whether Donin, there's a chiluk between Vazach and Zach, there's no chiluk between Vazach and Zach. Either Teret is a perfect Tushtal to Rami Bracham and Shaila, but they don't work together, they don't jive. It's either Tolvin the Machloikis Rabbi Lazar Rabbanon the way Rabbi explained it, or it's Tolvin the Machloikis Rabbi Lazar Rabbanon the way Abaya explained it. But the point is, it's not Aliba de Rabba who kid the Metaritz Abaya. Abaya wasn't Metaritz Rabba. Abaya slugged up, knocked out Rabba's pshat. Exactly, he didn't qualify Rabba. To the contrary, he knocked out Rabba. So what's the kid the Metaritz Aliba de Rabba who kid the Metaritz? It's other. And really, it's not other other, it's only the second other. Because the first other was knocked out. Right? Abaya asked a knockout kasha. He said, Yishtalim tzur Rabbi Akiva and a Mishnah, so don't knock Rabbi Akiva. The Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah is Perek Yud in Mesachtes Parah. Rabbi Akiva in the Taisaft is Perek Tes in Mesachtes Parah. It doesn't work. So Rashi asked the kasha, and Rashi says, you have to say that being that Abaya was Rabbi's Talmud, and Abaya had tremendous covet for Rabbi. So Rabbi said the pshat, and then Abaya sat, and he told Rabbi, I said, Rebbe, I don't think it works because there's a Tesefta. And they worked it out together, and together they came out that the beer is probably not the way Rabbi said it, rather the beer is the way Abaya said it. But being that this wasn't done in a hostile setting, this was on Bederech Kovid, like a Talmud who was make of Kayef to his Rebbe, Kiyodua, the way Abaya had Kovid and Erech to his Rebbe, Rabbi. So it's as if they came out that way together, and that's why it's still attributed to Rabba, again, a little bit of a shver Rashi, but that's the way Rashi explains it. Regardless, so we had two biurim in the Machlokes, Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim. Either beer works in terms of coming full circle and relating it back to the original Lashayla, stating that if there's Rabba and there's Abaya, there's always going to be Rabba. So it says the Gemara, third beer, Rabba Amar. Rabba says, as it relates to the Machlokes, Rabbi Elazar and the Chachamim, the Kuliyama ain't done. Really, everybody holds ain't done in Bezach Hazer from Bevas Achatz. And everybody holds there's no Kemunach Dami over here. So what then is the machlokes? Again, Rabbi Elazar said that mechatos that's tame you can use to be metayer. What's the raya from every nida? The chum said you can't bring a raya from a nida. What's the raya from a nida? Nida is b'vaz achas. This is b'zeh chazeh. And there's no clue to k'mishuhun chadami. We know that from Rabbi Akiva and the Tosefta. And you're telling me you're not gonna dan b'vaz achas from b'zeh chazeh. So what then is the machlokes? Rabbi Elazar sava hazot zri chashir umitzdar from lazay. This is the third time we had this already in Masechta Zvachim. Rabbi Elazar holds that hazah of mechatas requires a certain shear of how much mayan had to go on the tamei. Not just that, umitzdar from lazay. You didn't necessarily have to do that whole hazah in one shot. You could do 2-3 hazahs, and you could be mitzdar. Being that that's the case, Rabbi Elazar time is when you do the hazah on the nida, the first hazah that lands on the nida becomes tamei, and she's not necessarily tahar yet. Because you may have to do multiple hazahs. So let's say by the time you do the third hazah, the first two hazahs, that dam was already tameh. So it's not bevas achas. It's bezeh chazeh. And still you see it works. So from every nida, there's a raya that bezeh chazeh works. What's the raya? I thought by nida, it's bevas achas. Now it would be true if it was always one hazah, but it's lav dafku one hazah. It could be it was multiple hazahs. And the first mayim that landed on the nida became tameh.
Before
she became tahar. It didn't happen bevas achas. And still you see it works. So you're not danning bezeh chazeh bevas achas because every case bevas achas, bezeh chazeh as well. What do the Rabbanon hold? Rabbanon says, the Rabbanon hold ain't tzricha shir, thus you have no raya exhale. So just before we go weiter, just one interesting thing. So you see in this Gemara an idea that a nida that's also tami tumas meis. So the halach is she can get tahira from tumas meis despite the fact that she's a nida. Meaning you would think that maybe while she's tame, she can't get the tahira of the parah aduma. Kamash malon that even though she's tami right now tumas nida, it's not a contradiction to the fact that al yidei the efer, the parah aduma, she can attain tahira for the fact that she's a tamei meis. Stating that, there's a very, very interesting Rashi. Rashi, Dibra Maskol. What's that?
Rashi was trying to say something.
Oh, the which Rashi? Sharei. Oh, very good. Stating that. Oh, I'm looking at the next Rashi, actually. Which one? Sharei Nida?
No, Matar. What's Rashi?
Tarnas sa'odam itumas meis ki'ilu loy nitma. What's ki'ilu loy nitma? Rashi is like tightening up. Yeah. Kilo. This is Rabbi Weinberger's kilo. Yada the Yema, yeah. Right. Says the. Very nice. But look it up, and I'm going to show you a deek in the next Rashi. I don't have an answer. But look at the next Rashi. Sharei nido, shenitmo bemeis, mazinole lefne tfilas nidosa, vetoiveles lishne hatumois betfila achas. Says Rashi, what happens with a nida that's a tummy tumas meis? So at the end of the tumas meis, the tummy needs tfila. A nida also needs tefillah. Says Rashi, v'toyveles l'shnei ha-tumos b'tefillah achas. That at the end of the tzman of tumas meis and the nida, she's going to do one tefillah and she's going to knock it out. The kosher glover guy in Hashem Yom Kondomai in a sefer Sir Chasada was medayik in Rashi. It sounds like from Rashi that even though it's mavur in this chiddush that the hazah of the parah aduma was able to be done on a nida, but at the same time you can't be toivel a nida or be toivel a tumas meis if you're not going to end up being tahar for both. In other words, as it relates to the complete tahira, the mikvah that's the metahir, that's only shayich. If the mikvah is going to be metahir, this nida, aside from the tumas nida, and aside from the tumas meis. So you want to get the tahira from the efer, the parah aduma that you can get. But the ma'aseh, the tahira is still suspended on some level. You still have the kind of mikvah. So that you wait until you're done. When you're ready to go to the mikvah, hen mitzad tumas nida, the hen mitzad tumas meis, then one spring iron in the mikvah, the taval, you're going to get tahira. But to go into the mikvah, let's say for nida, while you're still tummy tumas meis, or to go to the mikvah for tumas meis, while you're still tummy tumas nida, that's not possible. Because the mikvah only works if it's metahir. Oh, excellent. Because at the end of the day, mikvah only works if you're tahir. And being that you're anyways going to emerge from the mikvah tameh, there's no kayach for the mikvah. And that's why Rashi's points out that as it relates to the tefillah of the mikvah, it's going to have to be one tefillah. It can't be two independent tefillah. You can't say, okay, you'll tefillah for the nida, and then when it's time to be tefillah for the tumas meis, you'll be tefillah for the tumas meis. Rashi went out of his way to tell me, v'tefillahs l'shnei atumais b'tefillah achas, says the kashrut of a goyim, don't think you could do one tefillah for this, and then when you're ready to do the next tefillah, you do the next tefillah. Either the tefillah is being metaher, or it's not being metaher. You can't walk out of the mikvah and still be tum. The emes is, this chiddush, this diyuk of the kashrut of a goyim, is really tully in tremendous, tremendous yeshiva shereid. And really, it starts with Rab Chaim's chakir, Rab Chaim stencils, Rab Chaim klared the shayla. We all know the toiv of the sheretz biyadai is not a tefillah. But Rab Chaim klared the chakir. What's the pshat? If someone's toiv of the sheretz biyadai, he's tummy. Is the pshat like that the tefillah worked?
No.
After pigol, this is the second thing. Yeah. So Rav Chaim cleared like this. If somebody's type of b'sharis b'yadi, it's the pshat that the tefillah is a tefillah. The tefillah was tefillah. But problem is, he's touching a sheretz. Say he became tummy again. Or is a type of b'sharis b'yadi, you can't tefillah b'chav. Maya loves this. I see it. You can't even hide it. Or is the pshat? Or a type of a sheretz b'yadi, being that he's holding a sheretz, so the tefillah wasn't a tefillah. Rav Chaim said, what's the nafgimina? Nafkamina would be, let's say you're being tefillah for Tumas Meis, a Tumah Chamura. So if the pshat is that the tefillah is a tefillah, so you're going to walk out, you're not Tumah Tumas Meis anymore. You're going to have a Tumah Kalah. You're only going to have Tumah Sheretz. But if the pshat is the tefillah is not a tefillah, then the fact that you're tefillah of a Sheretz beyond that you're touching the Sheretz, you're still going to be Tumah Tumas Meis. What's the second side of Reb Chaim? Pashim, you would say, why shouldn't the tefillah be a tefillah? The tefillah works for Tumas Meis. Narvas, I'm holding a Sheretz. What's that? The other side is because tefillah has to be metahir you. And if the tefillah is not metahir you, then it's nishkain tefillah. So, Enechanami, the reason the tefillah is not metahir is for a dover kal. It's because you're holding a Sheretz. But at the end of the way, ich bin ish tahar. And if the tefillah can't pronounce, it can't make a proclamation that this yid is tahar, then the tefillah toit of gunish. It's not a tefillah. If it's not a tefillah, the mamili is still going to be tameh to masmeis. The emes is that it's really a mefurish mishnah. L'chura. At first glance, it would seem to be a mefurish mishnah. This mishnah is in Masechtas Brachos at the very end of Perek Mishnah Meso, Brachos Tav Chavav Amanav. The mishnah over there discusses Zav. There was a person that was a Zav, who's Tomei now Tumah Shiva, right? Bal Shteiria, Sholeshria, Embein, right? The Mishnah in the first parakim of Masechtas Megillah, he has to bring a carbon maybe. So we're dealing with a Zav, Shera Keri, and he was a Bal Keri. During the time that he was a Zav, he was Ra Keri. So what's the halacha with a Keri? So you have Tefillas Ezra, but someone that's a, he's not allowed to learn Torah until he goes to the mikvah. But Zav is a Tumah Chamura, so to speak. Keri is a Tumah Kal. So Zav, Shera Keri, or Nida, a woman that's a Nida, Shapolta, Shechvazera, who also is treated like a balas keri, the halacha is tzrichin tefillah. You have to do tefillah. Meaning, you would have thought that being that you're in the middle of the 7 days of Zav, the woman's in the middle of the 7 days of Nida, so she's anyways tameh, what's the point in going to the mikvah now for keri? Says the Mishnah tzrichin tefillah, Rabbi Yehuda Paiter. Rabbi Yehuda says, no. Rabbi Yehuda says that being that you're anyways tameh, you're going to be pater. You don't tevel for Tumas keri. If you take a look at the Ritva, I mean, really all the Rishayim, but just to bring out the point, says the Ritva. The Sava Tanakama, the Tanakama holds, the Afa Pisha ain't atfilo my ilo lahem la haloisa mi tumasan orishoina, even though this person's a Zav, so even if he's going to go to the mikveh now for Tumas Keri, he's still going to be a Zav, afilo hachi maida evshel atar matar. Whatever you can do, matar matar, you might as well get rid of the Tumas Keri. Rabbi Yehuda Sava, Rabbi Yehuda argues, Rabbi Yehuda says, no, you don't go to the mikveh. She ain't atfilo my lahem, she. The kivan she ain't atfilo my, skip the word kivan. The kivan she ain't atfilo my ilo, being that the tefillah doesn't work, there is no point in doing the tefillah. What's it sounds like Rav Chaim's chakira. Is there a concept of a tefillah of going to the mikvah b'kahai gavnu when you're not going to walk out tar, or is there no such concept if you're not going to walk out tar? Either way, it's Rav Chaim's chakira. There seems to be a Mishnah here in Masechtas Brachos, the Kashrut of a Goyim's Diyuk in our Rashi. There's a lot of rage, but just to conclude, wrap up this shmooz prematurely with a verse from the Lubavitcher Rebbe, and that is that the Mishnah says in Masechtas Yuma, Daf Peihei Amid Beis. Amr Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva said, Ashreichem Yisrael, Lefnei mi atem mitarim umi mitar eschem avichem shabashamayim, Shenema vizarakti aleichem mayim tahirim utaharim. Va'oimem mikvi Yisrael Hashem, man mikvi mitar esatmeim, Afakadosh Baruch Hu. Everybody knows this mission. So, Rat Mat Mikvah Matayrus Hatmeim. Afakadosh Baruch Hu Matayrus Yisrael. And the Lubavitcher Rebbe made a subtle, but such a profound diak. Ma mikvah metaras atmeim. Everybody knows a mikvah is metaras atmeim. Why does the Mishnah have to say ma mikvah metaras atmeim? Ma mikvah metaher. Ma mikvah matar satmim. So Lubavitcher Rebbe stole to this Mishnah Masechtas Brachas Daf Chavamim and Aleph. They see that the Chachamim hold, and we paskin like the Chachamim, that if somebody's a Zav, but he was raw carry, he can go to the mikvah for Tumas carry, and he's going to be ois carry, even though he's still a Zav, even though he still has the Tumah Chamura. But the Tumah Kala, that's something that's going to be removed. In other words, a mikvah is not an all or nothing. A person could go to the mikvah and he can get taira for whatever he's shaykh to get taira to. Even though he's not walking out 100% kavanoki tahar. He's not. But for whatever the shaykh, for the tumas keri, you'll get taira. Maybe not for the tumas of, but for the tumas keri, yeah. Said the Lubavitch Rebbe, Afakadosh Baruch Hu Taira Es Yisrael. It's not an all or nothing game. A person thinks sometimes, I'm going to do tshuva, I'm going to try to get taira for a certain avera. At the end of the day, I have so many averas, I have so many avoinas, I'm still so meluchlech bechad. What shaykh do I have to get any level of kapara? The Kadosh Baruch is like the mikvah. Man mikvah mitaras atmeim. Not tmeim the meikara. For that, the Mishnah wouldn't have to say tmeim. But even people that emerge tmeim, you tmeim after the mikvah. You share it biyadoi. But at the same time, the mikvah worked to take away the tumah chamura. The mikvah worked to take away the tumah skeri, even though you're still going to be left with the tumah zaf. Afa Kadosh Baruch Hu mitaras es Yisrael, in the same vein that any little bit of tshuva that we do, any little bit of taira that we seek, we get tired for that. We're not perfect. You're right. It's not an all or nothing game. Kadosh Baruch Hu is metired, even the tmei. Either way, sok the Mishnah vayte chatos psulos. And the Mishnah we had halacha that dam chatos of a chatos psul. Mishnah's the daf's a lot lighter from here on. So even though the halacha is that dam chatos that's possible, that ain't dama ton kibos. I'm sorry. Even though dam chatos is ton kibos, but dam chatos that's possible ain't dama ton kibos. And the Mishnah said it doesn't matter bein shalosel shasakoyshe bein shaloy hoysel shasakoyshe whether the dam was possible meikara or it had a shas. It doesn't matter. Either way, the halach is ein dama tankin. Says the Gemara Tana Rabbanon. It says midam. So the pasuk that discusses the halacha of dam chatos ton kibo says v'asheyize midama al habeged asheyize oleh techabes b'makom kadosh. So it says v'asheyize midama dama some of its dam. We learn from there midam ksheir v'lo midam sula. Only from some of the dam, not all of the dam. Dam ksheir needs kibbutz, Dam Sula doesn't need kibbutz. Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi Kiva says, Hoysel Shasakoj of Nivsala Damaton kibbutz. Loy Hoysel Shasakoj of Nivsala ain't Damaton kibbutz. Rabbi Kiva argues with the time of the mission. Rabbi Kiva says, it depends. If it was Hoysel Shasakoj, then Dama Ton kibbutz. It's only if it's Loy Hoysel Shasakoj, then ain't Damaton kibbutz. Rabbi Shimon is the Snam Mishnah. Echozeve, Echoze, doesn't matter if it was Hoysel, Loy Hoysel, ain't Damaton kibbutz. My time with Rabbi Shimon, as Rabbi Shimon knows Alacha, maybe the Miyat, the Midama is only talking about where it was Loy Hoysel Shasakoj, but was Hoysel Shasakoj, maybe not. Ksiv Oysa, Viksiv Midama, because there's two diukim. It says, Vashayiza Midama, and then two psukim later it says, Kol Zachar Bakehanim Yoichal Oysa. So two diukim, chad lehechad oisel shasakoyish, v'chad lehechad oisel shasakoyish. The two diukim are coming to be memayit oisel shasakoyish, loy oisel shasakoyish. Rabbi Akiva, what does Rabbi Akiva do with the second diuk? Rabbi Akiva is only memayit loy oisel shasakoyish. So what does Rabbi Akiva do with the second diuk? Says the Gemara prat l'truma. It's coming to be memayit truma. With regards to the halacha of merika v'shtifa, which is a different halacha that the Gemara is going to discuss later in the parak, and that is the halacha is that a carbon chatas that was cooked in a pot, so if it's a kli cheres, you have to destroy the pot. If it was cooked in a kli nechoshes, so then umarak v'shaita v'mayim. Then you're supposed to either hagala something shayim say, or just rinse it really, really well. That halacha is only true for chatas. It's true for other kachim as well. But prat l'truma, it's not true for truma. How do you know truma is excluded from that halacha merika v'shtifa? It's learned out from Moisa. Rav Shimon, how does Rav Shimon know to be my truma? Rav Shimon l'tamei, dama kachem kalam ain't tudim merika v'shtifa. He holds even kachem kalam don't need merika v'shtifa. But kachem ain't truma, he doesn't need Oisa for that. So according to Rav Shimon, you have two miyutim, both related to the halacha of kibbutz. One's coming to tell me the halacha of Loi Hoysala Shasa Koisha, and the second one's coming to tell me the halacha, even if it was Hoysala Shasa Koisha. Either way, another Mishnah that discusses the halacha is of Dam Chata. So the Mishnah, Nitz Menatzar Vala Beged. If Dam spritzed from the tzavra of the behema straight on the beged. So dam chatas went directly from the tzavra of the behema onto the beged. Ain't dam kibbutz, the halachas, he doesn't need kibbutz. Men hakeren, men hayesod, what if it went from the mizbeach? Either the keren, that's where you do the zrika. The chatos was on the karnes hamizbeach or from the yisoid. That's where you put the shirayim. That's where the shvicha shirayim was. Also, ein ton kibbutz. Al nishbach ala ritzva. Let's say it poured on the ground. Va'asvay. Rashi says it was nishpach ala ritzpa min atzaver, meaning it was the bad nishpach, not the good nishpach. This dam is possible. Ein ton kibbutz, you don't need kibbutz. Ein ton kibbutz el adam she neskabo bekliv roi lazar. When do you need kibbutz? If the dam was neskabel in a klisharis and it's roi lazar. So this Mishnah is a little wordy, right? It seems to repeat itself a little bit. The Gemara is going to address. So the first halacha of the Mishnah was nites min hatzaver ala beged. Ein ton kibos. The second halacha was min hakeren umine yesoid ein ton kibos. So if it happened before the Kabbalah, ein ton kibos. If it happened after the zrika, it's also ein ton kibos. Tanu rabbanu yochel needs min hatzaver lebeged ein ton kibos. I would have thought that if it goes directly from the tzaver onto the bag, this should be in kibos. Talmud loymer ashe yiza. And the Gemara is making a beautiful dig in the pasuk. The pasuk that describes the dam landing on the baged says v'ashe yiza midama ala baged. Yiza is a lashon hazah. It sounds like we're talking about a zrika. Why are we talking about a hazah? It was a hazah on the baged. It landed on the baged. When you talk about the mizbeach, you talk about the mitzvah of hazah of zrika. Use a lashon of yiza. It was nishpach on the baged. It poured on the baged. Why this word yiza? So yiza is coming to tell me it has to be ra'u lahazah. If the time was ra'u lahazah, then you have the halach of kibbutz. If it wasn't ra'u lahazah, tanya look another brayza. Yochel nitis menachem na yisoy yeton kibbutz. I would have thought that if it went from the karen or from the yisoy onto the baged of chini kibbutz, talmud loyma ashe yiza prat lezeshik faruza. From the same words ashe yiza, it's a different drasha. The first drasha is the fact that the Torah used the word hazah. Why even using the word hazah? Must be it's ra'u lahazah. Here it's from the tense that the pasuk uses ashe yiza. It's like a lashon asid. As opposed to something that's ra'u lehazah, you're going to do hazah with it, as opposed to this that you already did hazah with it. At that point, if it goes from the mizbeach onto the beged, there's no din kibbutz. Nishbach ala ritzpa. And then the Mishnah continued and said that if it was nishbach on the ritzpa, also ain't ton kibbutz. And then the Mishnah concluded, ain't ton kibbutz eladam sheneskabel v'kivu ro'i lehazah. Fate the Gemara. Hasu lamali. And the kash is on that last line. What do you need that last line for? It's a recap. But what do we need the recap for? Says the Gemara, matam kamar. The way you read the Mishnah is matam. Matam nishbach ala ritzpa v'asbay ain't ton kibbutz. What's the reason if it was nishbach, you don't need kibbutz? Lafish ain't ton kibbutz eladam sheneskabel v'kivu ro'i lehazah. Because the only time there's a halach of kibbutz if it was neskabel v'kli. And being that this wasn't neskabel b'kli, it was nishbach. Says for that reason, there's no halacha. And then the Mishnah said, "V'ro'i lahazoya." What does that mean? Next Gemara, "Ro'i lahazoya lemutei mai." Right? Ain't ton kibos elan dam she neskabel b'kli. That I get. That's lemutei nishbach. But what's this other line? "V'ro'i lahazoya." Says the Gemara, "Lemutei mai lemutei kibo pachas mikdei hazoya b'kli zeh pachas mikdei hazoya b'kli zeh." So this is like the Gemara sometimes says, "Nulsa agav orche kamash malon." Sometimes the Tana is telling me something like completely agav. That's what's going on over here. So the Mishnah is telling me halacha, random, so to speak, b'derech agav, and that is that if somebody was mekabel v'dam, pachas mikdei hazoya b'kli zeh, upachas mikdei hazoya b'kli zeh, and then he was ma'arev the two dams, you would think it should be kosher. Why not? So the halacha is that it's going to be pasul. The halacha is it's not going to be kosher. And that means, if it's not going to be kosher, that if dam that was neskabel in that way is nites ala beged, the halacha is the dam is not going to need kibbutz. And that's what Roy Lazar is teaching me. Roy Lazar means lemute something. What's a lemute? If it was neskabel, pachos, b'kdei hazoya b'kli zeh, u'pachas b'kdei hazoya b'kli zeh, then even if you were ma'arav it together, if that dam landed on a beged, it's going to be tahar, says the Gemara, the Tanya. What's the makar? No, you can't. And that's why it's ain dam ton kibbutz. Exactly. Right. That's the very good. And that's the point. The Tanya. We learned to the Braisa, Reb Chalafta bar Sholoi, Merkidesh, Pachas Bikti Azal Bikliza. Meaning, what's the makar to this halacha? It comes from Reb Chalafta bar Shol. He said, if somebody was Mekadesh, not dam, but we return to Mechatos Be'efer Paris, says Rashi, B'klizeh, B'chos B'nazah B'klizeh, Lo Kidesh. So if somebody was Mekadesh, is a shear of how much the Hazah has to be, right? We said Hazah Tzrich HaShir. So if there was Pachos B'nazah B'klizeh, U'pachos B'nazah B'klizeh, and you ma'arav the two things, so what's the halacha? The halacha is, it's not good. Lo Kidesh, it's not kosher for Paradum. Iba'iluhu B'dam Ma'u, what about with regards to dam, do we say that this halacha of paraduma is halacha l'moishim misinai? You can't learn things from halacha l'moishim misinai. Or maybe it's not halacha l'moishim misinai. The fact that by the mechatos, pachas mikdei hazoya b'kli zeh, pachas mikdei hazoya b'kli zeh doesn't work, is not learned out merely from halacha l'moishim misinai. But it could be learned out from a pasuk. What would the drasha be? D'chsev etoval b'mayim. And b'mayim, Rashi says the diak is it doesn't say b'mayim with a shva, it says b'mayim with a patach, and that's coming to teach me that it has to be the water that you are mekadesh, meaning the tefillah into the mayim has to be the same mayim that was neskadesh. So just like there's a shear of mayim in terms of what you need when you do the tefillah, so too you would have had to have that same shear me'ikara when you were mekadesh the mayim. But the point is, if that's the source, if that's the makar of how you know, if you know it from v'tova b'mayim, if that's the case, then hochanami by dam, it says v'tova b'dam, and maybe the halacha would be true by dam as well. So again, that was the Yibaya. Reb Chalafta Bashal said, kidesh pachas b'kdei azab b'klizeh, pachas b'kdei azab b'klizeh, loy kidesh. As it relates to the mechatos, you can't be mekadesh pachas mikashir, and then mix them together. You have to be mekadesh the entire shir b'vas achas. And the Yibaya, is that true only for mechatos, or is that true for a dam as well? Dam chatos kosher. Would that have the same exact halach? Incidentally, Rashi says we're talking about the chatos apnimiyos, where there's a dim, the tava let's buy b'mayim. That's what Rashi says. We're talking about the chatos apnimiyos. So chatos apnimiyos, do you have the same halach that you have to mekadosh bevazachos or not? And what did the study ashayla? Is the makar to mechatos halach l'meishim sinai? So you can't learn dam chatos from mechatos. If the makar is halach l'meishim sinai, you can't learn things from halach l'meishim sinai. But if the makar is a drosha, the lokach b'mayim, then I could say I have the same diuk for lokach b'dam, also with a pasach not a shva. So maybe that lokach would be true by dam as well. Says the Gemara, Toshma, Amar Abzrik, Amar Abelazar, Af b'dam loikidich. Even by dam it doesn't work. Bottom line, if you see that by dam there's a lokach, you have to mekadosh the entire shir b'vaz achas. So it could be when the Mishnah says roi lazar, it means that so too, where the dam itself was kosher, the whole chisaron with the dam was, is that it wasn't roi lazah, that dam that lands on a beged, the halach is going to be, that type of dam chatas ain't ton kibas. A little
bit. No pun
in yeah, right, exactly. Mechavan, Zevi, we made that dig. Very good, very good. You mamish baruch shekivan. Yeah. Zakti Gemara. Omar Rava. Rava said, Tanya. We learned that a braisa. It's funny. Omar Rava. Tanya. Omar Rava Tanya. V'toval. So we just mentioned the pasuk. V'toval akoyin esetz boy badam. The pasuk continues and says, V'hizom min hadam sheva apomim lufnei Hashem es pnei pereichas akoydesh. So obviously we're talking about chatois apnimiyos, that in addition to the hazois that were done on the Mizbeach HaPnimi, there were also hazois that were done on the Parochas. Seven hazois that were done on the Parochas, right? All chatois HaPnimis had hazois that were done on the Parochas. The two chatois HaPnimis that were born in Yom Kippur also had hazois that were done in Bein Abad, in the Kodesh HaKadosh. But all chatois HaPnimis, in addition to some of the other, the fact that they were part of Manasrafim, and it was done inside the Heichel, in contrast to a chatos that went on Mizbech HaChitzin, that you're not allowed to bring the Dama to the Heichel, that's the Psul Nichnas. But in addition to all that, there also Azois that were done on the Parochas. And that's what the Pasuk says. V'toval ha-koyin es etzboi badam, v'hizam in adam. And the Gemara is going to dash in three words in this Pasuk. Number one, v'toval. Number two, badam. And number three, v'hiz etzboi min hadam as well. So says the Gemara, Omar Rav HaTanya, going to the Braisa, v'tovel, when it says in Torah, v'tovel, it's coming to teach me, v'loi mesafik, that you have to do tefillah, as opposed to, you can't smear your hand, the kohen can't, to get the dam that way. It has to be through a tefillah. It says, badam, that's the halacha we just said, achi badam shir tefillah meikar. You have to make sure that the shir dam was there from the beginning. When it says, min hadam, v'hiz min hadam shebe'inyin. What does that mean? So Rashi explains, or really the Gemara is going to explain, min adam sheba inyan means that you can't use the shirayim of the etzba, which means that if there were going to be seven azoyas on the pareiches, there had to be seven tefillos. And in between each tefillah, as we'll see, he had to wipe his finger off because the leftover dam on his finger had a din shirayim, and the shirayim can't go on the mizbeach. So those are the three halachas. Again, v'toval means it has to be through tefillah, as opposed to you can't wipe your hand, you can't smear the keli and take the dam that way. Badam means you need the entire shir hazah, b'tchilas, you have to be mekabel it all b'vas achas, you can't be mekabel a little bit, mix it together and then do the tefillah. You need the dam meikar, and min adam is teaching me that the shirayim on the etzba is not enough. The Gemara says, v'itzrich l'michtav v'toval, v'itzrich l'michtav badam. You need all these words. What the Gemara is about to say is a little redundant. Had it just said v'taval, I would say, okay, I know v'taval, meaning v'loy mesafeg, but who said you need the shir meikar? Because Rechman of Adam. Because Rechman of Adam had it said b'dam, have, I mean, I would have thought I feel a mesafeg. Okay, Badam teaches me halach and Kabbalah, how much time you have to have. But who said that
Misafik is a problem. Kasa Rachman of a Tovah. Min Adam Shevinyan. What does that mean? Lemute Mai. Amar Rava. Lemute Shiraim Shebetzba. But like we explained, that's coming to be Mamayit. Shiraim Shebetzba. That the Shiraim is going to be possible. Says the Gemara. Say, Rabbi Lazar. To Amar Rabbi Lazar. Shiraim Shebetzba Psulim. The Shiraim on the Etzba is possible. Amar Le Ravin Bar Ada. Le Rava. So Ravin Bar Rav Ada told Rava. Amar Talmidcha. I heard from your Talmud. Which Talmud? We don't know. Amr Rav Amram, who said in the name of Rav Amram, Tonino, Hoye Maza Vinitza Hazami Yadai, if the Kayin was being Maza, and a little bit of what he was being Maza went on Vinitza Hazami Yadai, actually, and it landed on a baguette, actually he's a Ton Kibos. Until he completes the Azah, there's a Din Kibos. Misha Yizah, once he completes the Azah, ain't Ton Kibos. So this halacha, this Bryce is a little bit sasam. Again, the Kohen is doing Hazah with the Chatoris HaPnimiyos. Vinitza Azah Miyodeh. A little bit of the Dam lands on the Baguette. Actually, he's until he completes the Azah, there is a Din Kibos. Misha Yizah, once he completes the Azah, there's no Kibos. My love Hachikam. So he said, presumably this is the way you read the Bryce. Actually, Gamal Hazah is Ton Kibos. Until you finish doing all the seven Azahs on the Pareches, there's Halach of Kibos. Misha Gamal Hazah is, but once you finish doing all seven, ain't Ton Kibos. What's the Kasha? It sounds like until you finish doing all seven, you're always going to need Kibos. Even if the dam that landed was the Shirayim Sheba Etzpa. So don't you have a raya that the Shirayim Sheba Etzpa is kosher? Because if the halacha is it needs kibos, obviously it's not going to be dam tame, dam pasul. So he told him back, loy hachi kame. This is what he means. Actually, yotzesa hazam miyadi ton kibos. Mishi yotzesa hazam miyadi ain't ton kibos. It doesn't mean actually he's until he finishes all seven. Each individual hazah, he did tefilas etzpa. Until he does the hazah, if it lands the dam, ton kibos. Once he does the hazah, you don't need kibos. Because once you do the hazah, it's already shirayim, and shirayim really does not need kibos. It's by one more kash. Come on, hazah is after the kohen finished doing the hazah, and this is referring to the hazah that was done by the paradumos. So those hazahs weren't done at the Beis HaMikdash. They were done in Hara Mishcha. They were done in Hara Zeisim. But there had to be seven hazahs, and the Torah says, Noichal Pnei Oyel Noi. So Isvi Abayo, Gomel Hazahs, when the Kohen that was doing the Avodah with the paradumos, when he finished doing the hazah, Mekanech Yadai, Begufa Shal Par, he would take his hand and he would wipe it on the pot, the par itself. And it's really based on a pasuk, because the pasuk says, Vesarav Es Apar Le'ena Ves Oira, Ves Besarav Ves Dab Al Pesha Yisrif. So you had to take all the dam and you had to burn it together with paraduma. So if there was any dam left over, he's not using it as a towel, because there's a deep strafe on the dam. So he has to make sure all the dam gets in, even the dam that's on his hand. But this is talking about when he finishes everything. Gomar in like Gomaloi. It sounds like only when he finishes it. But before he finishes it, there's no such a halacha. What's the kasha? The kasha is, if Shirayim is possible by the hazois of the chatos, then it should be possible when it comes to the hazoi of the paraduma as well. And if it's possible when it comes to the paraduma as well, then why is he only be mekaneach when he finishes the hazoi? L'chure, in between each hazoi, he should have to be mekaneach. Elamai, there's nothing wrong if a little bit of the shirayim mixes itself into the hazoi. I thought the shirayim is possible. That was the cash. That's Eisvei Abaya. Meaning the diuk is, it sounds like, Gomer mila hazois. That's when you do kinuach. But if you weren't gomer hazois, no, Amalesi told him back. Gomer mikaneach yodei begufa shapar. When he finishes, he's mikaneach yodei begufa shapar. Loi gomer. When he doesn't finish, he has to be mikaneach etzpai. Not his whole hand, his etzpa. Meaning the diuk is mikaneach yodei is when it's gomer lahazos. When it's loy gomer lahazos, you have to do kinuach, but only with your finger, not with your whole hand. Bishloima gomer mekaneach yodei begufa shapar, shenem avzar v'sapar le'en. Bishloima, when he finishes, when he's mekaneach, his entire hand he does it on the paro, that I know, that's the pasuk we just mentioned. As Dhamma, it says, the dam has to be burnt. Elo etzbay, in between hazois, when he does kinuach on his finger, but my mekanech, what is it mekanech with? I'm Rabbaya. Right. What are you doing? Meaning, where do you do it? I'm Rabbaya, but
it's Shirayim.
It's Shirayim, it's possible.
But it still has to go part.
Right, you have to do something, right? Meaning, you can't just wash it off. So, what do you do with it? It's fast. Mizrak, Tilchivki, Pairezav. We had this before that the kalim served a dual purpose. They were called kipayre. Kipayre means like to be mechaper, means to cleanse. So they were used as cleansing utensils as well. That's where he wiped it. He wiped it on the klishar. So just before we end, just end with one interesting thing. So we're discussing the halacha over here of dam chatas toin kibos. Why is this? Why do you need kibos? What's the reason for it? Why dam chatas toin kibos? If you look at the rishonim in Chumash, the mefarshei Chumash, the mefarshim all say pshat. Listen to a lashon Ramban. So it says the Ramban, you know why dam chatas toin kibos techabes b'makom kadosh hechmir hakasuf bedam hanivlo bebeged lasoisoi kasher hoye koydem azar
Meaning, you want to make the beged be the way it was before the dam went on it. Because we're afraid that you may take the beged outside of the klayim, and if you take the beged outside of the azara, you're being mitzi the dam. The dam itself is going to be going out. So the Ramban's a little bit sussing. The Chizkuni says it'll. A little bit more clear. Because the dam is dam chatos, which has a din that it has to be lifnim and akloim. If the dam is going to go on the beged, and it's going to leave the klayim. Here's the punchline. Nifsel b'yotze. It's going to be possible b'yotze. And you're not allowed to be maybe kachem with epsol. You can't make kachem possible. So you want to know why there's a mitzvah's kibbutz? Push it. Because the kohen's going to want to wear these begadim again. Or at the very least, he's going to take the begadim outside of the azara. If the dam is balua inside the beged, and when he takes the beged outside of the klum, this psul yotze. That's a problem. So it's for that reason there's a mitzvah's kibbutz. The reason you have to be mechabes it is that there shouldn't be psul yotze. The Rashbam, in his Pirish, on this pasuk right here, says, he says Sisrei Torah. The Rashbam, on the same word, techabes, Dr. Rashbam, shlo yehi neser benoyser, Shabbos Reifa. He says, because otherwise it's going to be neser noyser. And noyser is a problem. You have to burn noyser. So if you're going to have dam inside your bag, you're going to take it home with you, it's going to turn into noyser. And if it's going to turn into noyser, that's a problem. Noyser on dam? Where's the noyser on dam? Bosser, there's noyser. What do you have a psul noyser when it comes to dam? I think this Rashbam is Sisrei Torah. But I'll go upon him. It's related to psul. That's the point. Whether it's psul yoytze, the way the Ramban and the Chizkuni clearly say, or whether it's psul noyser, I don't know what this Rashbam means. Mitzvah liyashiv, the Rashbam. It's a shvei Rashbam. But the Rashbam says it's psul noyser. But the bottom line is, whether it's noyser or whether it's psul yoytze, it's related to a psul. But there's an obvious question, and we'll end with this. What's the kasha?
What's the Gemara Shaila in the beginning of the daf?
Oh, well, what?
What was the Gemara? If it touch, what's the difference? If it's there, is that once it becomes tame, should be no difference.
At that point, there should be no problem. He's saying, "Oh, says he, I hear what he's saying. He's saying the whole yisoid,
the whole is when it becomes tame.
Meaning, if it's related to psul yoytzim, psul noyser, that's pashit. Why, where the dam is pashit, you don't have this halacha. So he's saying, if that's the case, it's pashit. There should be no chiluk between bezachas and bezachas.
Now we know. We have machlokes.
I have very much.
What's called that? It was roy and then became pashit.
Right. Right. So you say Elamai, once there's halacha, but there's an exception to dam that's possible and has nothing to do with the original tam. I mean, you're saying that if this is the reason why there's a mitzvah skivos, then it would make a lot of sense why the dam was possible. You shouldn't have the mitzvah skivos. But you're saying that who said one has anything to do with the other? The ikar halacha of kibos is related to not bringing kachon l'dei psul. You don't want to take it out because if you're going to take it out, it's gonna become possible. Yeah, I'd say. It would be very convenient to say that maybe that's also the reason why dam chatas that's possible doesn't need kibbutz. Stating that the sugi is not mashba that way. But there's another big kasha. The other kasha is the halacha of kibbutz is only true by chatas. It's not true by an asham. It's not true by an oil. It's not true by other karbanas. If the halacha is related to psul yoytzeh, then why is it only true by chatas? You know, bishlam, if it's a new din, there's a mitzvah kibbutz, you'll tell me some heebie-jeebie reason why it's related to chatas. Chatas is, chatas is gevald. L'mayla michotasikra, b'machim shvali tshuve yoymdim. So you'll tell me pshad and chatas. But l'chura, if it's related to psul yoytzeh, or psul noysa, if it's related to a psul, then why should it be exclusive to a karmen chatas? L'chur, it should be true for other karbanos as well. And we'll leave it at that.